Okay, welcome to the wrap-up meeting dated January 11th, 2023.
Okay, I just want to make sure that was running.
Are we going?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Clerk, will you please perform the roll call?
Okay, Samantha Kirstein?
Here.
Rachel Kabuffel?
Here.
Tracy Gatewood?
Here.
Karen Blackburn? And Diane Borgeson is not unable to attend today. And then Lonnie.
I'm here. Okay, welcome everybody. I think the first thing on the agenda here is to approve the meeting minutes from December 15th. Do I have a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, good. Okay, this is the one I'm really interested in as far as, well, we have public comment, but I don't see anybody here. And I think Diana said nobody was online.
Nope.
So then the fourth thing on the agenda is our new business, and I would like to go one by one, and let's talk about what... What happened this year that was good, and what things we could see that would improve the process. So, Rachel, do you want to go ahead and be the first, or do you want to come back to you?
I actually think the process went fairly smooth.
Okay.
I am not a person with super high expectations in general, so if it seemed to go smooth, I mean, I know that we had a change in funding as far as that goes, but I think that was for the positive, and it just meant spending a little bit more time kind of reassessing and readjusting numbers.
Okay, but, and my question to you was, do you feel the $350,000 was adequate this year?
Well, it was nice to see an improvement, but if we continue to keep getting a large number of applicants, I have to say it needs to increase. Of course, I haven't been here in previous years, so I don't know if that's a normal number of applicants. But, I mean, again, that will also determine the types of projects that happen. I mean, I can say, sure, you know, money for whatever, but if... And I will say that is based as long as they keep bringing quality projects to the table.
Okay.
Of course, if they just say, oh, there's going to be money and let's just throw out some random project that's benefiting the community, then I would have to reassess what I'm saying right now.
Okay. Well, I know the previous year we had 31 applicants.
Right.
And then we had the issue with
the 10% rule.
The 10% rule mainly.
Right.
And so
right.
It ended up being 21. Was the application was accepted. So it looks like this year was 29, and that Nordic Ski Club, which I talked to the gentleman, and he only applies every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that he told me and he was out of town, couldn't attend the Q&A session. So he knew, so every 10 years, things have changed.
Right, right.
So anyway, thank you.
Yeah.
Sam?
First, of course, I want to thank you because we wouldn't have $350,000 in the pot if you hadn't worked so hard for it. And I'm very grateful that I had time to come to two or three of the council meetings beforehand so that I could try to understand how this, you know, what the real plan was. And, of course, Jerry was very helpful. He's a historian, and that's been very helpful. So I really, really thank you for that. You did a good job, and it was, you got a little bruised from time to time, but you hung in there. So thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And then thank you, Margarita, because you always have everything so right. You know, it's so organized when you do it, and we can follow what your thinking is and what we need to be considering as we go through the process. So I really am a fan of the process, although I did send a note after we finished our work and after the publication was made of who won or who received what amount. I think there's still a fundamental problem with the pots of money. And I have made some recommendations to the mayor and to the council about how we might be able to do a better job of this. And so I hope that those things will be considered. But as far as the the actual process this year. It was certainly easier than the year before because we had so much controversy there. And we had a number of people who made presentations, great presentations. I appreciated that. The Zoom thing seemed to work. I always knew what Tracy was thinking. That was wonderful. And so all in all, tell you thank you for doing such a good job. You, Lonnie, have done a very good job.
Well, I didn't only do it myself, but I had the help of Ms. Bell and Ms. Mm-hmm. Snyder and Mr. Ewers, the city attorney. So it wasn't all me. But
yeah, well, you're the one.
And Scott McCray, Explorer Fairbanks. That was it's a tough topic when you take money from somebody that needs to go somewhere else.
I was particularly impressed this year with the quality of the presentations by those who are seeking funds. They answered most of the questions that I had as I was reading through the proposals. And that was my third time doing it, and I would say it was the best proposal writing that I've seen to date. So they heard what happened the year before and they paid attention to it, or else Margarita informed them as they called her with questions. But it was definitely the best proposal writing I've seen.
I agree. It kind of was lighthearted. Especially with Bernie Carl, how that all started and his comedy, I guess. So, I had a good time. I think we all had a good time. Okay, any more, Sam?
That's it. Thank you.
Okay, Tracy.
It was so hard for me before we got the notice that the funding had been increased. I had gone through on my little spreadsheet and I was like $53,000 over. So I was like, I'm just going to sit. I'm just going to have faith. And when we got that, it was like, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. So I really do appreciate that. Whatever happened with the applicants, that they took the time, whether it was to reach out to Margarita, whether it was to come to the Q&A, whether it was to read the application process more thoroughly, I appreciate the time that they took to complete their applications. I wondered particularly about one of the organizations that I did zero funding, if I misunderstood the directions around attachments or if they misunderstood, but I tend to be a stickler for compliance. And if this is what needs to happen and it's not happening, then if it's our fault, I feel like we need to own it. But if the organizations are not doing what they need to do, then I have a difficult time rewarding the inattention, particularly when everyone else I feel like was able to use the enhanced support to their advantage. So process-wise, I think it went much better. It's the best that it's been since I've been on the committee, which is the same length of time as Sam. I appreciate the process, the 3 minutes, the quickness with which we go through and get through all of the applicants without feeling as if people aren't having an opportunity to be heard. So the pacing is good, and it allows us to accomplish a lot. I also agree with Sam in that the questions that were asked, people were prepared. And it makes a difference. So process-wise, I think it was a great process this year.
Anything else?
Nope.
Well, that brings up a question. Can
I add one more
thing? Yeah, go ahead.
I think that the only thing that might need to change is if they're on Zoom, somebody over here needs to be able to have the 30 sec, because they're not aware when it goes off, even when you say you're, you know, they, like, they can't, I don't know if they can't hear the bell or whatever, but, you know, then they'll keep talking and you're like, you're done, and they're, you're done. So I don't know if somebody visually, or there needs to be some kind of visual ability to say, you're done. Like, you know, so that way anyone who actually came does not feel like they're getting cut a minute, or somebody's getting an additional.
That's a good idea.
So sorry, I just.
Something we can work on.
That was like, I wanted to say.
Yeah. Sam?
I have a prediction for 2023. I didn't know how the order of these, groups were assigned, you know, who got to be first and second and third. And apparently Bernie Carl presented his proposal last. Apparently came in just before the deadline. So he was dead last. And so my prediction is, based on the theatrics that we had at the very beginning, that was pretty funny, that Bernie will be one of the first people who submits his proposal next year.
Well, that was nice of that gentleman that, you know, was the second in line.
That is one of the nicest people in the entire universe. So I think that Bernie better treat him nicely when he gets out. Yeah.
Well, the only thing I don't know if the 2 minutes is enough time for us to ask questions, because I know, Sam, you asked a lot of questions, and Tracy, likewise. So that's the only thing I would think that maybe we need to look at, maybe bump it to 3 minutes. I mean, that's just food for thought is, you know, I kind of let the meeting go. I wasn't a stickler on time. Maybe I should have been.
Always be a point at which someone is mid-thought, and you know, whether it's 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, or whatever. So I don't know if there is some way to have a visual timer for everyone, not just for Zoom. And so whatever time we have, people can kind of pace if they can see the visual. And I guess that's the visual there.
Yeah,
and maybe it's just the, you know, gentle reminder at the beginning of the meeting, you know, not being rude. But when we get to that point, we will end your time. So,
Okay. But
you know more so from facilitating the meeting if you feel like an extra minute would be needed. But I would caution against adding too much time, because then, you know, as the evening drags on, I think we all get, you know, tired, and the quality might decline.
Well, I know each question from this committee that was addressed is very important, and that's why I think maybe we need to bump it maybe another minute.
If I can add, I agree with you on that. Oh, who's calling me? Oh, child, sorry. Ignore my child. I think, you know, the 3 minutes being, and this is just from a speech background, I'm pretty strict on, like, their presentation 3 minutes. I don't mind going over for our questions, because I think it's important that we ask our questions, you know, as related to gathering more information. So I think as long as we're concise with our questions, that will give them more time with answers, hopefully. So I think it's just a matter of being concise in both sides. So I don't mind if we go over in the questions so that we can gather the information we need to make decisions. But as far as the original presentation, that's probably where I would be the most stickler, from being in speech classes where they hold up the green paddle, the yellow paddle, and then the red paddle for many years. So I think that just is the element of fairness. I mean, and everyone fairly, I mean, we can ask any group questions, and that's our prerogative versus their prerogative of going over three, whether they can go over 3 minutes or not.
So Is there a history why they chose just 2 minutes for questions? You know, Ms. Bell?
I think they were trying to keep it within 5 minutes per agency.
Just for time-wise?
Mm-hmm, for time.
Can we change? We can. Everybody approve that we can bump it one more minute, so 3 minutes for presentation and 3 minutes for questions? Is Sam?
Well, since I'm probably the one you're talking about, because no. I did talk a lot, I personally have some obligation, I feel, to help these people write good proposals.
Amen.
And to give them the information that I'm going to look at they need to be including. And there was some controversy when I first came on this committee. They thought, well, if, you know, these people are unsophisticated and if they can't explain themselves well, then, you know, then let's just give them some latitude. And I understand that thinking, and I can't agree with it right now, because I will tell you that it's a very competitive environment for writing grants, and you better be on your toes, and you better have, in order to manage a good business, you better have some of the data that's being requested. Nothing that's requested in this proposal should be a surprise. These are all regular business things that have to happen.
Okay.
And so, yes, I ask every one of them basically the same question over and over again, changed a little bit from time to time. But it was important for me to ask the question so they knew that it had to come back to this committee. Because when you're making, you know, what do we have, 28 ultimately, and $350,000, you have to be smart about making these decisions, and so you have to have the data. And I don't believe it is any service to any of these applicants to let them say, oh, well, we don't use that. I mean, we don't have a P&L statement or whatever. I mean, there were things that were so clearly missing the year before that I felt that there was a real problem within their system of writing the proposals. So, yes, I ask a lot of questions. I answered in a long answer now, but I feel obligated to help them learn how to do this.
Yeah, right. I think it benefits all of us. Mm-hmm. So you want to keep it at the status quo and then just be more lenient if the time runs out?
I think it should be the discretion of the chair, because you reminded me after my first long question that I needed to be quicker. Okay. That was a good idea.
I hope that was.
I agree with you.
I was polite enough. Thank you, Sam. Okay, so.
I can't vote.
Well, let's.
I'm fine with three. I still believe that even with three, you can get to a place where you still would have to cut people off, or including us, if we are, you know, not adhering to the time. The balance is, there's not always questions for every grant, so it's not like it's going to take every applicant an additional 3 minutes. But if pacing, if it felt like you were cutting people off too much, I'm certainly in support of bumping it up a minute. And I hope that, you know, people are hearing when Sam is asking the question, because she was very consistent asking the same questions. You know, if I'm writing a grant, boy, next year I'd be making sure that in my written proposal that those questions that were asked, I'm addressing it in the proposal.
Sam, most people had enough time to answer your
questions, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So it was,
no, it was just me talking, I think, that he's talking.
Oh, well, I was going to say, in general, I think the only time we went over time was when there was at least two, maybe two very in-depth questions. And I think that's where we went over the two-minute time, was it, you know, if they took the time to answer, they were trying to take the time to answer both in depth, and I think that's when we hit the two-minute wall. So it was like 1 minute for Sam's and then, you know, 1 minute for the next person. And then if a third person had a question, we were out of time.
Right.
So I'm not sure how to handle that. I'm just saying that was my observation. You know,
Yeah, because if six of us had all six on the committee had questions, we could be in the 5 minutes plus, yeah. You know. So I guess it's just up to me or who's the chair next year to regulate that.
Can we make it so that we can ask for an extension in a certain question? Like, say, only one organization, they've hit their 2 minutes, and there's still people who have questions. At that point, can we ask for an extension of the questions for this particular organization?
Yeah.
Would that
everybody agree with
that?
Yeah. Okay. Done.
Okay.
Okay. Any other input? Should we vote?
Oh.
Okay.
Do I need to make a motion, like, of what I just said? Okay. I make a motion that if necessary, we ask the chair for an extension of the question session so that every committee member has the opportunity to have their questions answered during the presentations.
Okay, do we have a second?
So just one clarification.
Oh, yes.
Is this the original 2 minutes or the 3 minutes?
To the 2 minutes.
So keeping the 2 minutes.
Yeah, to the 2 minutes. Okay. Yeah.
That sounds good to me. Yeah. And Sam, you seconded?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You go committee member by committee member, or? Yeah. I guess raise of hands for who says yay. And seeing everybody here for the motion, it approves. Okay, looks like I think we've briefed the committee policies and procedures. Do we need to go over any of those?
I have a question. So this is just back to the attachments. And I don't know if it's a lack of understanding on my part, but when they are, let's see, the annual report is supposed to be contained within the document and not an attachment? Or?
Yeah, and they should have a copy of the annual report within their application. However, they're not supposed to attach the supporting documents, and that's what that agency did.
Okay, so I'm seeing this correctly in that the actual report was a supporting document and not the report as it should have been?
Right. They should have had just the one-page annual report, but they provided the attachments to that report, and they should not have.
Right. And the annual report was not, like, the narrative description just said, see attachment, so I couldn't see the report because it was attachment that wasn't supposed to be attached?
Right. I'll have to look. Let me look at your packet.
So this is the one.
Right.
So here, when I'm looking for the narrative description and it's an attachment, is that acceptable or no?
She should have put notes.
The narrative in
she
there.
She should put the narrative in there for you.
Okay.
So that you could see.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
That does answer my question. So,
okay. Anything else? From what I understand, the mayor wants to look at this whole process from head to toe, including the application process. I don't know who exactly is going to. I think Sam's going to be on this special group. I think I am. I think maybe John Ringstad. And I think June Rogers, because she was past chair. But I definitely would like, you know, you guys' input. So anyway, I don't know how that will function or when that will begin, but I'll try to keep you in touch on everything. Okay. Looks like next meeting is next on the agenda. Sometime in November. So do you want to do one of those?
Did you just want us to send out a doodle poll again next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to find out what I'm trying.
Yeah, I don't have any idea what I'm going to be doing.
Actually, I have it. It's in my email, but.
Okay. Any other questions or statements or? Well, I will say it's a pleasure working with all of you. At the one committee that, there's so many committees that are under the city council that I got the best one, I think. Okay, well, thank you. So do I hear a motion for adjournment? Sam? Okay. Is there a second? Tracy? Okay. Well, everybody have a great afternoon. And we'll see you in November, hopefully.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.